Good morning, everybody. It is April 18th, 2024. Ooh, it is 0 degrees Celsius with a high of 14 and a low of zero. Oh, I bet you it's so nice to be out like at this moment when it's nice and cool. You know, I love spring weather. I'm so lucky to have made some friends who like to go out for fresh air and get some walks. And because it's so nice out, because it's like the air is so cool and there's like a nice breeze. Anyways, I could go off about the weather lately and how, you know, it's almost like a real crisp, beautiful air that's like on the brink of like raining. And it's almost like a touch of winter. However, we're going into spring, and then the days get warmer as the time goes on, and then in the evening it goes back down to that same coolness again. Anyways, I could just go off about how I love this weather. Maybe spring is my most favorite. Spring and like fall could be my most favorite times of the year. Or even during the day, my favorite time could be like dawn and dusk. I always love that moment where the sun is like about to come up. So, or you can see the rays just poking out like from the horizon. Anyways, I'm just waking up, so this is what I think of. And what I love about my evenings is that I am still so excited for the next day. So when I'm going to bed, I'm like, oh my God, I'm excited for the next day. And I'm just like awake. And it's so funny. I'm actually taking cortisol manager because my cortisol is like out the roof all the time. And it kind of worked for maybe like a day. However, I think my body's like, you cannot control me or manage me. I'm going to do whatever I want. And I'm like, all right. And also, I think the cortisol manager is also something that's really at the moment contributing with the it's enhancing or contributing to the pretty like the feel good energy and like more energy at during the day, which is really sweet. But anyways, that's just what I've been up to lately, enjoying the days. I think one of the things that, you know, I love to look at, talk about, and facilitate is money. And I'm always happy if anyone likes to contribute and have these conversations of change as well. So I'm excited for that, maybe coming up in the future here. And, you know, I was on a call today, and this is a great thing to look at, is sometimes it's not like always about money. And actually someone said that the other day as well, and I was like, okay, like, you know, it's a little humbling. And at the same time, in regards to money, you have to be aware. So I'm gonna just chat about money for a bit today and see where we go, and probably make this a short podcast today. So in regards to money, it is always good to be aware of like your finances, and that's like probably the work that most people don't like to do, where you kind of sit down and it's like, okay, how much is coming in per month? How much, you know, is going out per month? What am I spending my money on? Being aware of where your money is going and how much is coming in. And also being able to ask for it to show up in your life and receive it and have it. Whereas if you're unaware and you're driving money out of your life, it'll be a very conflictual universe if you're like, well, I really want money and I need it, but and then you're driving it out and you're unaware of your life. So that's, you know, that's one thing to get clear on. It's like, okay, do you love money? If not, okay, so like take a look at your blockages. Like, what is this blockage? You know, like what am I creating? Like, these are things to like ask yourself and get aware of the money you'd like to have, like per year or per paycheck or per your business or whatever. And just get vulnerable with yourself and be really truthful, because I know that money can be different for a lot of people. This is why, like, I do recommend, like, do whatever works for you. So I started off with watching Gail Vaz Oxlade, and she had some really good money TV shows. I'm just going to make sure. There we go. Cool. So she does, she has a lot of things on budget worksheets, books. She did TV shows. She's a Jamaican Canadian. Oh, that is so cool. Oh, this is so cool. Okay. So her series was Till Debt Do Us Part and Money Moron and also Princess, but I thought there were a couple other, shows, and it's not much more on that. I swear to God, there's another show. Maybe I'm missing something. Oh, well, anyways, definitely recommend, you know, I don't know if you can watch those shows anymore. It was actually very straightforward and entertaining and funny. I think I got her book Debt Free Forever. I should buy it again. So there's that. And then with Access Consciousness for Money books, I recommend Money Isn't the Problem, You Are. The How to Become Money workbook, Right Riches for You, and Right Body for You, just because, like, you know, money facilitates your body. So it's like, are you aware of also your body? You know, you have a body, money facilitates your body. And are you honoring your body, asking questions? Are you, like, in connection with your body? That's just something I would recommend. I know that, I'm just going to double check another thing here. Oh, here we go. So I know Simone Millicis has some really good books too that I've read, and I'm like, oh, this is gold. So Joy of Business and Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. Oh, there's a lot. Okay. So there's also Relationships Done Different, Create Your Own Financial Reality, and Get Happy and Stay There. So those are, I recommend, like, these facilitators, these authors, these people for, you know, and do what works for you. Like, some people recommend to me Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and also what's recommended is the Penny Capitalist, and, you know, I have yet to read those. Oh, and Educating Yourself on Money. So there's so many resources. So what I would do is do what works for you. 'Cause there's, like, I know another person who's like, ooh, I listen to this every day, all day. And it's like something I've never heard of. And it's like a lot, it's very like, almost like, you know, more about like magic and energy and manifestation. And it's like, cool, like, do what works for you. Right. I like to share what works for me because, you know, with my money and finances, I've been able to create a whole lot of really cool things. And recently when I looked at what I was creating, I was like, oh, I'm creating what it is I'm asking for. And it's showing up in a way I never thought, but it's everything I could ever ask for. Now, the whole money part is like, yes, be aware, ask for the money to show up, see what works for you. And, you know, if I'm not making enough, I'm like, oh, okay, so what else can I add to my life? What else do I have to be, do, have, create, or generate? And, you know, it's like readjusting how I facilitate money into my life. So it's like, oh, maybe I have to read the How to Become Money workbook again, or what's going on here? Like, you know, have I, you know, am I hating money for a minute? Am I driving it out of my life? Or who am I being? Like, how old am I being with my finances right now? And who am I being with my finances right now? I do realize I've said a lot, like, of things that I could go into deeper. And if you kind of get what I'm saying, you will be able to, like, just kind of go forward. And if you can receive that, that is great. Even better. So money is always something I find that is quite relative to people. So I always get interested in people with, like, what their capacity is with money. It's like, oh, well, you know, like what? Ooh, an alarm might go off, but that's okay. I'm like, ooh, like what is your capacity? And, you know, sometimes it's also acknowledging what you've always been aware of. Because if you're aware of something, so if you're aware of a financial reality that works for you, then you can create that. So if you're like, well, I'm aware that like I have the capacity to make, you know, millions, it's like, okay, so, you know, what does it take for you to create that for yourself? You know, is working, I mean, the 9 to 5 is great because it I'm saying don't go quit your job. Like if you require money, then, you know, like for me, okay, so my job ended a while ago, and I was, you know, I didn't have a job for like, oh, is the alarm going off? I told the alarm to stop. Hold on. That's really funny. So, okay, Google's talking to me. Let's ignore Google. Okay. Yeah, so I had an amazing job. It was great. And so Google wants to talk to me and said, asked how my day's going. Hey, Google, stop.
Okay, take care.
That is so weird. Siri did that as well. Oh my God, I could go off on a tangent about someone who like hopped in my truck once and then everything went off, like all the like the camera, the seat, the music, all these things started going off as soon as the vehicle turned on. And the person was like, oh my God, like your vehicle's talking to me. And I was like, it was so funny because it startled that person. But anyways, so yeah, I basically, with money, when my job ended, I was like, okay, what am I going to do next? And so I was, you know, I was willing to do anything. I was like, okay, so, you know, and I applied to all these random jobs that just at the moment I was like, okay, let's see what this is. And I had random interviews, I had recruiters contacting me, and at the same time I was able to get clear on what I would like. And this job came along and I was like, okay, so what is this? And it felt really light. And so following the energy is like, okay, is this what I'm asking for? You know, what is this? And it was really light. So I was like, you know what? Let's just go with it. And so far it's really, really cool. I'm super like happy and it's very different. So when I say like, don't necessarily quit your day job. And about what's great about this is asking like, what can you add to your life? So like, what can you add to your life that creates more money for you? This is really cool because I can sense that if you're looking at this, there's so many things that open up with possibilities. You know, you might get excited. And so you can also ask, like, when is the time to implement this? Is this an idea? Is this something I can create? What would it take to create this? And have fun with it. It's like an adventure. Or there's other capacities where it's like, oh, what would it take for money to show up? And then money shows up, right? Like, it's just, it could be as easy as asking that and receiving. So that's kind of like a straightforward way of saying it, of being like, okay, so did you know you can ask for money and receive it? And at the same time, I know there's this other, you know, thing where it's like, you know, it's not all about money. So here's the thing about like doing what you love, focusing on what you love, you know, Yes, ask for the money to show up. You, part of this reality is like you have to pay your bills, or you want to, I guess, like go places or enjoy life. And oh, it's so funny. I go into my favorite restaurant the other day, and the owner's there, and I go up to him and I'm like, and it's so cool. Like, I love building, you know, like a rapport or like trust or relationships with people, kind of, you know, when I was going to say wherever I go. And, so I walk in and he knows, you know, I've like got this new job and everything. And at the same time, we're like in a depression in our world where, you know, it's a very interesting time where it's like inflation is going so high and maybe sometimes people aren't making enough money. And so it's a bit of a depression. Anyways, he looks at me and I wish I knew that, like, I wish I could have, I always sometimes wish with people I had more time or I checked in a little bit more, asked more about them. But I was like, hey, how's it going? And he's like, yeah, good. How's your new job? And I was like, oh, it's awesome. It's so great. It's like really cool. And it's like everything I asked for. And then I was like, and, you know, the money is like, I'm grateful to pay my rent. And I was like, holy crap, I need to make more money, you know, somehow. And he's like, oh, just, he's like, you're paying your RSPs. He's like, you're paying your taxes. He's like, don't worry about it. He's always got the most beautiful things to say. And he actually genuinely cares. And I'm so grateful for this guy. And it's these conversations that I have around the world where it's sometimes like, I've met people and we talk for a minute or moments and it's sometimes the most powerful and I'm like, whoa. And it's such a contribution. I love to receive that from people. I'm so grateful for any time that people take to take a moment from their day and have a chat or, you know, contribute not just to me, but the world. And it's, I love to have these amazing people in my life and know that they exist because I know that they're contributing to this planet and whether they know it or not, people might not know that they're an absolute contribution, to this planet with their existence, with the words they say, with, the happiness they are, or just being vulnerable or just being themselves. And so, yeah, like I really, and so I was like, oh, wow, like his perspective, I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And he's like, yeah, he's like, don't worry about it. And I'm like, whoa, that is so cool. Because when now I get to be like, ooh, happy and excited and, you know, like what else is next and what else can I add to my life? And, you know, so I'm, as days go on, I'm starting to have more gratitude for the people in my life. And for the people showing me who they truly are, which is not always like, you know, it's kind of like those relationships where it's like, you know, down the road, you're like, oh, this is who you truly are, you know, uh-oh, you know, uh-oh, like, who are you? Or who did you turn into? Oh my God, you've turned into a monster. I was going to say, I turned into a monster, you know, like people can change, or people show their true colors. And I'm like, oh, wow. And that's another thing I'm grateful for too. It's like, cool. I'm grateful that I can actually see what's going on and, you know, pick and choose who next, or like what's next, or what else? Okay, cool. Great. Bye. You know, next. You know, and I'm looking at this for myself where it's like, okay, yes, ask for the money to show up and get aware. So being aware also isn't being needy. So for example, if you're kind of like, if the energetics of what you're being is like needy, you need to be aware of that and like get real honest with yourself, or have maybe get some facilitation and ask questions around it. Cause oftentimes, you know, the reason why I love, you know, I'll get sessions for facilitation. The reason why, like, I'll do that is because I'm like, okay, maybe there's something I'm not seeing here. Maybe there's something I'm unaware of. Oh, and I've been, you know what I've been saying for a while? I said this podcast was going to be short. It's now at 20 minutes. I've been, sometimes when like great things come out of conversation, I'm like, ooh, two heads are better than one, you know, like, and so, and I've been looking at adding more people to my life, as I go, and I'm like, ooh, it's time to like expand, and it's time to like create more, and it's now is the time, you know. So it's been a lot of fun. And so getting aware of your finances gives you that awareness to ask, okay, so I would like, you know, $100,000 in my life. And, you know, right now, let's just say spitting out some numbers here. It's like, oh, now, so right now I just make, you know, 50,000, you know, what would it take to make the 100,000? And then just get like, allow yourself to ask these questions. So, and then, so that you're not unaware and you're not needy and confused. So take yourself out of confusion and be like, okay, now what? And then again, it isn't always about the money, because, you know, you could be, you know, this millionaire and maybe not necessarily happy. So it's like, you know, I'm so grateful for the question, what do you love? Because when I, was asked this question by a facilitator, I at first probably had no real answers. I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I was like, oh, if I don't know what I love, okay, so what is this? And, you know, now when I look back upon that, I'm like, oh, there's like a billion things that I love. However, at that moment, I had no real answer. And so I got real with myself and I was like, hey, what do I love? What do I love? And I was like, oh, well, the earth and beaches and the ocean and water. And, you know, things started to work out. Well, I was like, okay, if I don't go to the ocean, then I'm not really, then, you know, do, like, maybe if I go to the ocean and take these walks, you know, I get to actually physically enjoy this and it is something that I love. So I incorporated that into my life, right? And so what can you acknowledge that you love to do and be aware of your finances and know what to ask for and never give up and always keep going? Yeah, I'm gonna cut this short today. I hope this did contribute. Cause sometimes I feel like, you know, I could just keep reiterating and keep telling different stories. I do have tons of stories. This is not the only conversation I will have about money. I love talking about money. I love facilitating it. There's so many things that I could just chat about. So if you have questions, definitely ask me and, you know, bring them up and we can get clear on it and, you know, talk about, things. And, you know, it's also like being willing to celebrate people's success and be happy for those who are willing to be, gaining success financially. You know, what if we had that spirit of generosity where it's like, awesome, you got this, keep going. And for those who want to prosper and excel and thrive, that is available to them to go beyond depression or the depression that's happening throughout this world, you know, so that we can all like, so anyways, like it's like a benevolent capitalism, for you to be able to go beyond and create your financial reality that is beyond this reality. All right. A couple more minutes. All right. I'm going to head out here. It's a beautiful sunny day. I'm super excited to start the day. I hope you are too. And yeah, take care. We'll chat soon.